we don't have to worry about the work that God's got for us, because the before ordained works God brings to you, he brings to your path. You know, he'll open up the door for you and lead you through it, and it won't be so difficult to see. And you know, you got the Holy Spirit, so you can decipher truth and error, you know. And you've got to remember, anything from God is first peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. So it's nice and easy. It's not difficult. It's very clear. And, you know, and God can make things very clear to you. So it's like, if you think back to Mary, when Mary got pregnant by the Holy Spirit, God, you know, created the seed within Mary. You know, Joseph was in doubt about this happening. You know, he was probably thinking that she went with another man, but he had no proof of that. And then he was very troubled about this whole situation. But God spoke to Joseph and reassured his heart. God was big enough to speak to him and to show him that God done this thing, you know, so that he was to take care of Mary, which he did do. And so, you know, God can really take care of us and protect our hearts. He can reassure us. He can show us whether it's him working or whether it isn't him working. And there's no effort on our part. Like, you know, Joseph, you know, he just went asleep and he was troubled about it all. But God settled his heart. God gave him the, you know, go ahead. It's okay. It's me. I'm involved here. I'm doing this work. And so Joseph had his before ordained works with God to take care of the Messiah. You know, he had a big responsibility. And God also blessed him with his own children, with Mary as well. So when we look at our life, you know, it can have many different paths and many different flavours to it. But as we grow and walk with God, we start to recognise his voice and his direction. So, and plus we've got Holy Spirit, so we're not going to be so easily deceived. You know, we can be cautious with what we do as well. We can take things before God and we can lay it before him, you know. But, you know, God has got great before ordained, you know, works for you. You're his workmanship, you're his masterpiece. And he's got that before ordained works that you should walk in them. So, you know, God orders our steps and he arranges our path. And as we stay with him, he's able to navigate us on that path. So he just needs our attention and our desire and our willingness to move with him. And yeah, sometimes there might be uncertainty as we live in this world, and we gotta, you know, recognize when God's speaking and when he isn't. We know there is an enemy who's defeated, but we know he's a deceiver as well. So, you know, we just turn on those spiritual antennas and, okay, God, now you show me. Show me your work. Show me your hand in this. And, you know, and we declare, like, my work is my Father's work. That's my real work. That's what God sent me to do. And that's what I'm pursuing. I pursue God every day just by living my life as I am now, waiting for those wonderful open doors, waiting for the right time to move. Just like with Moses, you know, Moses, he moved at the first calling of God and he done things in his own strength, and then he had to wait 40 years. But again, when God revisited him 40 years later, I believe he was 80 then, Moses, and he seen the burning bush and he turned aside to see, to inquire, what was this phenomenal thing going on, this bush burning with its not consuming the bush. And God was able to speak to him. God had got his attention. So God doesn't, what God begins, he always finishes. You know, what he starts, he will finish. And so in you, the great work he's began in you, which is the Christ in you, you know, and then your desire, your visions, your dreams, and your hunger to see and move for God, God will open up that path for you, because it's going to be his work, not yours. And then all you got to do is do the work that he sent you to do. Just like Jesus said, you know, I must finish the works of him that sent me while it is day, you know. So once you know your path, then you can continue to walk on it. And just like for me as a minister, my job really every day is You know, I get up, I thank God for my day, I thank Him for taking care of my personal needs, my heart, my mind, my walk with Him, and then my wife and my children, and even though they're all grown up now, my grandkids, and the work that He's given to me, and I thank Him for my before ordained works this day, that You just navigate me into it, and that You open up the doors, You bring the people, You bring the hungry ones. And then in a day, that's what I do. I do the works of Him that sent me. And so today was like, yesterday was busy, and today's also been busy. And tonight will also be busy for me as well. So it's like, God is with me and giving me the strength and the energy and the desire. And, you know, we're laboring together with God. So, we're working together hand in hand. And, you know, and then whatever we do it heartily unto God, knowing that He's, you know, working with us and leading us and guiding us. And, you know, we don't need to try and qualify ourselves, because we're already qualified. You know, we're already designed, fully equipped and ready to go. You know, we're ready to go with God. You know, we know who we are. We know what we have. And the works that God's given us are not random. They're pre-planned. God knows. He's already got the perfect work for you. And there's a and it's purposeful and it's timely. And, you know, we're not to invent our own role of what we're doing, but we're allowed to God to lead us into it and to walk in what He's prepared for us, you know. So God works through you, not just for you. He works through you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. You know, and He expresses His will through your life, you know, as you allow Him to. And your words carry His truth. You know, your hands carry God's provision. And your life demonstrates His power as we allow Him to work in us. So you are that vessel of honour. You know, working for God and He's working in you. And that wonderful treasure in you is that Spirit of God at work. And so, you know, everything that God gives us, you know, it does matter what He gives us. You know, not everything looks the same. You know, some things are hidden from us, what we're going to do yet. Some things are seen, and we know what to do. Some things are public amongst the people. And some things are behind the scenes, but all are valuable when they come from God. So, like, everything that we do, whether it's seen, hidden, in front of people or behind the scenes, if it's from God, it's valuable and it's going to be a blessing and we can be fruitful from it. So, you know, God gives us His great assignments to do. You know, He gives you one to go somewhere or to work with a specific person, and then He'll bring more people in on that. And the more we're faithful in doing what God shows us to do, the more responsibility comes. You know, and the greater influence follows us as well. An increase is entrusted to us. So, you know, God is builds progressively through our stewardship of everything that He gives us and what we're doing. So, like, we just stay faithful with God. We stay faithful moving forward. We stay faithful to do what He's showing us to do. And it doesn't matter what anyone else has to say about it. If we know it's from God, that's what we do. And, you know, so whatever God's given us to do, we focus there, we do it. You know, every day we seek God's direction. You know, we're faithful in front of God in what we're doing. We don't compare our assignments with other people, or he's doing that and she's doing this. But what we do, we do everything unto God, and we stay available with a willing heart to move, with a willing heart to do. You know, and then the words of our mouth are very important. Like, you know, we're to say, I am God's workmanship. I'm created with a purpose. And God has a plan and purpose for me. And God has prepared good works for me to walk in. You know, I am a laborer together with God. I carry God's assignment in my life. And I am faithful in what God has given me to do. I'm victorious in what God's given to me to do. I have clarity and purpose on what God's given me to do. You know, we make our confessions in line with that. That, you know, I'm called before the foundations of the world, and I'm God's workmanship, and I'm doing God's work and will every single day, even if it's just waking up, speaking in tongues, praying, and maybe that's it. That's what I may do in a day. You know, I may wake up, give my day to God and speak in tongues, and there may not be a lot going on, and that's absolutely fine. And then there might be another day where little things are added, and another day where it's really busy. Or there could be a whole week where it's just really busy with activity, you know. But we're walking with God in those times, and our hearts are open up to Him. We're looking to see what He's doing. You know, because God didn't design us just to drift through life. No, Jesus Christ is the anchor of our soul. You know, so an anchor keeps the boat from drifting off to sea, right? So, you know, when we're anchored to God, we're anchored to Jesus Christ too. And we're not just going to drift through this life, you know. We're going to be a vessel that is being able to be used to catch the fish, to be fishers of men. And to bring them into shore, to bring them into the safe harbour of God's love. And so we have an assignment, you know. And so we just embrace whatever God gives us every day. We stay thankful, we stay faithful. And then life really does become meaningful and impactful and fruitful. And God is the one that makes us fruitful. We can't do anything in and as of ourselves. So really, God has worked for you. And He's working in you. And He's working through you to preach His word, to touch other people, to encourage other people to stand. And then our job is to connect people to go to God, to walk with God, to look to God, and to move with God. And that's where we direct them, you know. And we encourage them with, you know, we can give them great encouragement to do. Like, we tell them, you know, you speak in tongues. You do that much. You speak by the Spirit. You honour God with your substance. You stay connected and you pray for labourers. That's the things that we teach when someone new comes with desire. Some people might come with their own ideas of what they think they want to do, especially if they come from a Christian type of background. And you can listen to their hearts, you know, but we direct them to move with God and to put away their own ideas and let God take them up and let God lead them. And that everyone is to be led by the Spirit of God. Everyone is free. You know, and this freedom is that we're free to do what God wants us to do. That's the freedom. The freedom is that we're not living unto ourselves. That's not true freedom. True freedom is that we're free to live unto God. We're free to speak for God. We're free to move with God and for God. We're free to minister the power of God to other people and to bring them deliverance and to bring them truth and to connect them to God. That's what we're free to do. We're not free to please ourselves and just do what we want. That's not real freedom. You know, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's that liberty, there's that freedom. And it's where the Spirit of the Lord is, where God is actively working in an individual and people as well, where the true freedom is, you know, and we're to stand fast in the freedom where Christ has made us free. He hasn't made us free in the world just to live into the world and to live unto the world, but He's made us free to live unto God and to walk like He walked, to, you know, to turn people from darkness to light, you know, to break the power and bondage of Satan over someone's life and that's been enslaved spiritually, you know, to set people at liberty and freedom, and to the freedom that is in Christ Jesus, to live unto God daily like a disciple. You know, the day of Pentecost, those that gladly received the words, you know, they continue steadfastly. That's freedom. That's the true freedom in Christ. That's the freedom in Christ, is that, you know, we're living unto God, that we receive the words gladly, that we're practicing those truths diligently with God. We're listening to the voice of God. We're letting Him lead us and guide us and provide for us. We're looking in as the source of all our supply in every single area. So this is how God really wants us to be, like very happy, very joyous. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to us to enjoy every single day, you know, because he's given us this life to live and to be free and to live it with him. That's where the true freedom is. Like I said, it's not this freedom where we just go and do and please ourselves, but we're pleasing him, the one that's called us, the one that saved us, the one that's filled us with Holy Spirit, the one that's given us life. So yeah, we're very blessed people. So my encouragement is just to continue to set your eyes on things above. Do those things that God's put in your heart to do. Don't be moved to the left or to the right, but continue straight on, you know, with God, with that peace in your heart, letting him lead you. We don't need anybody else's approval or disapproval on something. If God is showing you to work with someone, you work with them, even if someone else is saying no. It depends what God is showing you, and that's the voice you're to obey. You know, we're to obey God, not anyone else. And so that way, you'll have your own field. You'll have a way to move. You have a direction to go in. And that's what God wants you to go in. And so that's what's in my heart to share with you on that score. And I had a great time in India. And again, it's so easy. Like, the more I go back, it's just so simple. It's not difficult. There's nothing complicated. These guys just simply receive the encouragement and go and do it. And they're looking to God and they're believing God in their situations. And they're putting the things to work that they're encouraged from the leaders that are encouraging them. They receive the words gladly and then they continue steadfastly in that. And, you know, they're not making a big deal about anything. They're not showing themselves to be knowledgeable, but to have a heart towards God and to speak to God, the living God. He's there waiting for you to talk to him. He's waiting there for you to beseech him for your need, for your purpose, you know. And you go to him, Father, give me these works, give me the labourers, you open the doors. I thank you that you're going to do this in your great time, and I'm not going to worry about it because it's your work, not mine. So I just thank you that you keep me every day, you provide for me, you keep me healthy, you keep me strong, you keep me moving forward, you keep me focused. And again, I really encourage you, don't listen to other voices. You listen to the voice of the Lord thy God. He's called you. He's given you purpose. He's the one that's given you direction. No man can tell you what to do. No woman can tell you what to do. People can give their advice. But if God is showing you and you know within the depths of your heart you're to do something, go ahead and do it. You do what God shows you to do. And, you know, so it's like a minister's job is to encourage people to go to God, look to God, to walk with God and to encourage them that they're free to do those things with God. That's the real freedom. The real freedom is doing what God puts in your heart. The real freedom is waking up every day to do what God's putting in your heart to do. And when we do that, then we have joy and rejoicing. You know, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the work shows up, the labourers show up, the abundance shows up, the blessings show up, the doors start to open. And we're just living our normal little lives with God, with an expectation of great things. So yeah, my friend, you know, I'm really thankful that I see your heart and your desire is very true. And you have a great fire for God to live unto him. And now God wants you to focus in with him and be confident in your relationship with him. Be confident in what you're asking him to do for you, that he's going to do it for you. Because he's putting those desires in your heart. So like God saying, now be confident with me, you know, I am your God, I am your Father, we have a relationship, now I want you to talk to me, I want you to tell me what you want, and I will do it for you, give me chance to work and be patient, and know that I am holding you by the right hand, and your family, and your, you know, people that you hold dear to your heart, but I've got you to do work for me, and I want you to focus with me. And that's the biggest thing, because, you know, a lot of us need people to hold on to and to help us. But you got God as your help. You know, yeah, we got our connections, which we use, and which is really great to do. But God is working in you and showing you. And you decide. You decide if this guy is a good guy or not. You know, you decide it with God. You don't need anyone's opinion on it. You don't even need to ask. God will show you clearly. He's big enough. Just like I reminded you at the beginning how God settled Joseph's heart. To show Joseph that Mary didn't cheat on him. That God done this within Mary. And so Joseph's heart was settled. And God can settle your heart on any matter, on any person, in any situation. So he sees the bigger picture. He's leading us and navigating us.